Well, good day, ladies and gentlemen. How are you all doing today? Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Johnny No Cash. You're listening to a brand spanking new episode of Life with Johnny No Cash. And if you're watching this, and if you're not, I'll describe it to you. But if you're watching this, you're probably seeing this incredible view. And that's because this is my new home. This is my new place. For people that are only listening through audio, I'm right on the river. You can see the mountains in the background. Tugboats are coming to and from on the river. It's just absolutely gorgeous. Like, I kind of won the fucking lottery with this shit. I kind of did. I mean, you know, one person's trash is another person's treasure. And to me, this is fucking paradise. I couldn't have asked for anything more. And I'm going to discuss all of that in today's episode. I'm going to give you guys a massive update from the van life to this new life. And before I jump into that, I just got to say, once again, you guys all kick ass. Thank you all so much for tuning in, liking, subscribing, sharing, and even commenting on each episode. I really do appreciate that. And I'm going to be a lot more active here on out. Now that I'm getting settled and now that I got my shit together, kind of, I'm going to be a lot more active with you guys, and I apologize over the last few weeks that I have been pretty inactive on all social media accounts. I've been just busy, and I'm going to talk all about that today. So, without further ado, grab yourself a beer, roll yourself a joint, get yourself some chicken wings or a fucking can of soup. It's all good. Welcome back, and it is good to be back. Here we go.
I'm living in a van, playing outlaw tune. Life with Johnny No Cash. Smoking them smokes and drinking that booze. Life with Johnny No Cash. Where I go, how the fuck don't know. I'm off the grid on dusty roads. There ain't no better way of eating beans.
Welcome to summer, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to summer. It is finally here. I'm sure everybody listening to this, especially like Northern America to into Canada, this winter was an absolute shit show. Rain all throughout BC for like 5 months straight. And Ontario, I know, just got decimated with snow. So depending on where you're listening to this, I hope you're enjoying the beginnings of summer. And it is just incredible. Today's a little overcast. This is not a weather show, I promise you. But today's a little overcast and it's a little chilly on the water, but I ain't fucking complaining. You know, over the last 2 years, I've lived in a small box on wheels and I really took so much for granted. Like, as far as space, I learned so much about myself, about my mental health, about my perseverance and what would break me, what wouldn't break me. And honestly, over the last little while, I've realized that, you know, you can't take things for granted. You really got to kind of take what you've got and make the best of it. And right now, I don't know, maybe it's because I've suffered for so fucking long living in a van that some good luck has finally come my way. And I'm really excited to discuss all of this shit with you today. It's been wild. Lived in a van for 2 years. Two vans, Old Dusty and White Lightning. And now I am now vanless. I'm not doing the van life anymore. And I'll figure out a new intro song if you want. Let me know in the comments if you guys want a new intro song or if you're cool with the one that, you know, living in a van, playing outlaw tunes, little jingle, if you want that to stay. It's up to you. I mean, I'll do what you want. But right now, I'm living on about a half acre, maybe a little less than a half acre of land right on the river in an industrial area, so I don't hear shit. I don't have any fucking neighbors, no Chads, no Karens being like, turn it down. Oh, there's a fire. Fucking calling the fire department on me and shit. Nothing like that. This is absolutely, I couldn't have asked for a better spot. And it all happened that one day when I was on the yacht. It all happened in one 24-hour kind of cycle. I met this fella who owns this property. He offered to rent it to me as well as be full-time security. That's what I'm doing. This land used to be a squatter's paradise. There was a family living on here. They had kids. They even dug a fucking small pool with like garbage bags Like, I'm not even joking. I'm not even joking. There's a fucking small pool over here that they used to bathe their kids in. There's needles and glass and everything around. And when I got to this property, there's 3-foot blackberry bushes covering the entire perimeter. Not perimeter, the entire property. So I had to put in a lot of work to clean this place up. Enough that I could park my trailer and my car and just have enough space so I could do some shit. And that's exactly what I've been doing over the last couple of weeks. I've been settling in, and it is now what I would like to call home. You know, it's funny because last night, for instance, I had a fire and I just sat here. I had the music going, didn't even have my phone in my hands, wasn't looking at the damn screen. There's an incredible sunset, and I had a really nice fire going, and I was just kind of reflecting, and like, you know, I've said this a number of times about Lady Justice, and I do believe in it. I do believe that, you know, life is all about balance. You know, it doesn't matter how much money you got, it doesn't matter how poor or rich you are, or how healthy or unhealthy you are. Life tends to fucking balance itself out. It's like a log floating in the fucking river. You know, it's like half of it's below the water and half of it's above. That's exactly how life is. And I feel like over the last while, I've kind of, I went through a lot of really rough times in the van, especially here in Vancouver with the amount of rain we got. It was punishing. It was depressing. And it really beat me down. To the point where I had to make a decision. I had to make a change. And change is good. I'm not preaching to anybody. I'm really not. I'm just saying for me, I need change. I need variety. And I think I kind of reached a breaking point where I needed to make a change and a significant change as well. Nothing, not a small one. You know, like when I packed my bags in Toronto and decided to live in a van for the first time and go across country, that was a huge decision. I cut everything out of my life because I knew what was best for me. And that's exactly what was best for me. And I'm really hoping that this decision turns out to be a good one because I've never been happier, man. I've never been happier. So I got myself a 31-foot slide-out trailer. It sleeps 11. It's got a fucking stove. Like, so I can actually cook fucking pizza now. All right? Like, this is a huge step up in the department of life. Got a stove. I got a toilet, a fucking shower, hot water, queen-size bed, bunk beds. I got a whole separate room that I'm going to be able to record music and do the podcast when it's shitty out. And I hope you guys like this view. I'm not entirely sure if I want to continue doing the podcast outside, but if you guys are cool with that, I can definitely bring all the gear out and do this more often. But it's just been crazy. Like, actually having everything that's been going on sink in and realize that this is now, you know, my life, and this is now, I have something to build towards. You know, there's so many projects I can now do. And honestly, the more you do shit, like hands-on activities, the less you're on your fucking phones. And I'm telling you, I've done a lot of ranting about phones and social media in the past, and I hope that it doesn't become a broken record. But I just want to, like, really say that not being on my phone, not being on social media, not fucking texting people all the time, and just spending some quality time with myself and having chores and activities to do has really, like, built me up. Seeing progress is something, you know, that I think is really important in life. And I'm not talking progress like getting a raise at work. I'm talking about, like, progressing in your actual physical life. You can actually see changes. You can feel different day to day, and you're growing and you're getting stronger and you're really enjoying life. Because you know what, man? Life ain't that fucking bad. If it is bad, just know that right around the corner, something good's going to happen. It's all about the Lady Justice balancing them fucking weights. That's what it is. And right now, I feel like, you know, the good is definitely outweighing the bad. I've got to knock on fucking wood right now. Knocking. Real good knock. Because I can't afford to have any shitty luck right now. Actually, funny story, the Coast Guard actually showed up today and talked to me, and they're super cool. They're like, oh, yeah, you got a great spot. You're going to have a great summer. Unbelievable. Remember when I was in the van and I was getting accosted fucking almost once a week by bylaw officers? Well, now it seems like it's the polar opposite. Now that I'm in this industrial area, there's no neighborhoods to complain about music, about the smell of smoke and shit. It's off the grid, but it's on the grid. You can see the city. Like, everything I need is right around here. I can walk to the store and get smokes if I need. It's great. So this was something that I really had to do. And like, I've talked about this in the past about having assets, and do not look at me for financial advice. I'm just going to tell you right now what I decided to do. Just remember, when you rent an apartment, that money's gone. It's fucking gone. You don't see any result other than the fact that you have a place for that 1 month, and then that 1 month is fucking history. It's history. It's gone. Me buying this trailer, I know that in time, when I do decide to, you know, pack it all in, that at least this trailer's worth some money and I can get something back for it. And with the price of rent these days, I don't know how you guys do it. I really don't. If everybody could live the way I'm living right now, the world would be such a better place, and the stress would just be completely depleted. Completely depleted. That's a tongue twister. It's just been an absolute fucking change in my entire psyche over the last little while of like what to do with life. So everything I now own is worth something. And I have a feeling that if I end up do getting the boot from this property, which I really don't think is going to happen, because I've been a really good, not only have I been watching over the property and cleaning it up and making sure that it's presentable, cleaning up all the garbage, all the blackberry vines, buying new locks for the gates, and just making sure that this property is not just presentable, but even livable. I have a feeling that I could probably stay here for a while. I'm really hoping so, because I'm going to turn this into a fucking pimpin' pad. There's another tongue twister. Another pimpin' pad on the water. I can fish right here. I don't know if you can eat them. I got a stomach like a goat, so I'll give it a shot. Got to get my license for that, actually, today. But, man, I'm still a little bit in awe. And I hope everybody that's listening right now, I hope you're living your best life. I really hope that you guys are, you know, pursuing things that make you happy. Fuck the system. Fuck what people think. And, like, you know, stepping into some kind of standard that other people have. Honestly, you're living your life for you and only you. The hell with, you know, what social media or what trends are popular and all that kind of shit. Honestly, just do what makes you happy. I know that right now, this is not the most attractive lifestyle for most people. Like, good luck bringing a babe back here. I mean, yeah, it's probably not going to happen. But for me, overall, like, this is paradise. I have my own property. I got a fire pit here. And like I said, I think I'll do a video tour of the property as discreetly as humanly possible. Because I will say, there's a couple of you guys that listen, and I'm not calling you out, but man, there's a couple people that are slightly creepy that I don't want anybody to know exactly where I live. So I'm going to do a video tour of, you know, the property and what I plan on doing with it, as well as an interior tour of my pad. And it's sick. It's fucking awesome. I've had, I think, 5 or 6 parties here already. Nobody's complained. Somebody dropped off 1,500 pounds of spruce yesterday for free off Marketplace. So I've got wood for the entire summer. Like, what more could you ask for? And I'm really hoping that, you know, in the upcoming episodes and podcast, I really hope that I can kind of inspire you guys to do things that you guys want to do and not kind of stick to the mold that we've been taught. And that's the problem, is like, we're subconsciously taught to live a certain way, to, you know, go to university immediately after college, to, you know, get the white picket fence with the two-car garage, settle down with a babe or a fucking stud at a young age so you can have kids at another age and then retire at a certain age. Like, there's a fucking grid that's subconsciously been taught to us, and fuck that. I'm tired of it. There is no right or wrong way to live, and I've truly realized that over the last couple of years. I've been a part of it. I mean, even as a young kid, actually, this reminds me, I one of these days I want to give you, I'm going to do a podcast episode of my hitchhiking days, because there's some crazy stories about that. But honestly, my entire life, I've kind of been a bit of an outcast, a little bit of a nomad, a little bit of like kind of against the grain. And again, maybe it's how I was raised. Maybe it's just the way my brain was wired at a young age. But this is the life for me. And I'm not saying that this is the life for you. But definitely try and pursue whatever the fuck will make you happy. Because right now, I'm happier than a pig in shit. I'm just fucking sopping in the pig pen. Just rolling around in shit. Loving it. And it's dirty, I will say. My hands are cut the fuck up and I'm dirty as all hell. But it's just the way life is, and you know, and I do have a shower, but I haven't used it yet. I've been showering at work, and I hope they don't listen to this. But I've been doing it. If they are listening, I've been doing it after my fucking shift, okay? So if anybody from work is listening to this, I promise you, I ain't doing it on the clock. So anyway, this has just been incredible. It's so nice to finally be back and talking with you guys. I know I got a number of messages on when the next podcast was out, and it's just been it's been hectic. I've been working my ass off trying to get this property, you know, in living condition, as well as working my job, getting a new agent for acting. And I should give you a little update about the babe, because I know I got a number of people asking about the babe. What happened with the babe from the yacht? Well, it's a funny story, right back to Lady Justice. And if there is a fucking God, you can't have everything. You can't have everything all at once. It's just not the way it fucking works. And if you do, something's gonna slide out from under you. That's just the way it goes. So in a matter of a short span of like a few days, I bought the trailer, I rented the property, I got myself some wheels, all these incredible things were happening, and then, and her and I were actually talking quite a bit, like we started kind of seeing each other, but it just so happens that she had decided to move back to Newfoundland, where she's from, with her family. So I was just like shaking my fist at the gods, like, oh, yeah, you can have this property. You can get this trailer. I'll set you up. But you ain't getting the babe. It's just the way it goes, man. And, yeah, it's kind of disappointing. But, shit happens. I've gone through enough shitty shit that any kind of fucking shitty curveball that's thrown my way, you know, I just let it go by. You know, I don't dwell on much anymore. I don't kind of focus on any negativity anymore. I just look at the positives. And honestly, it was the best decision for her too. She wanted to go back to her family and spend some time with them, and that's cool. I respect that. It, you know, it sucks that, you know, we couldn't continue you know, what we were kind of working towards, but it's just the way she goes. Just the fucking way she goes, and it's okay, you know. I've still never been happier. And I hope you guys are too, and I'm glad giving you guys updates. If you guys want me to cover anything in the future, any kind of topics, or if there's something that you're curious about, I'd be more than happy to discuss that, whether it's in a podcast or a YouTube video or something like that, because I love being back. You know, it's good to be sitting in front of the mic and getting my shit together once again. And now sharing my property with you guys and sharing some incredible nights. Fires, beers, whiskey, vodka, fucking beans, lots of chili, and I can cook it all right here, and I don't have to use a damn ounce of propane, because, yeah, I've got my own fucking stove right here. Couldn't be better. So thank you all so much for tuning in. I know this is a little bit of a shorter episode than normal. I've got so much on my plate right now that I've kind of got to get organized. So I just wanted to make sure that I'm touching base and that you guys knew everything was well. And if anything, it couldn't be better. So thank you all so much for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe, like, and comment if there's something you guys want me to cover. If you guys are thinking about van life, trailer life, anything like that, I'd be more than happy to help guide you. Now that we're getting into some nice weather and warm weather, a lot of people are looking at the nomadic off-grid lifestyle, and I'd be more than happy to help at least give you some suggestions or guidance in any kind of way. I'm not saying it's going to be good. I'm not saying it's good. But take it or leave it. It is what it is. So, man, it is so nice to be back. So you guys all take good care of yourselves. Stay fucking dusty. Thank you so much for sticking around right to the very end of this episode. And we will be in touch. And hopefully the next time I can show you guys the interior of the trailer and give you guys a little bit of a tour. Hopefully not too much of a tour that I have people fucking showing up on my property all hours of the night. But one last thing. I have to give a massive shout out to two of the best fucking people in my life. Andy, if you're listening to this, man, thank you so fucking very much. Andy, Francis, and his daughter have just been my absolute crutch over the last little while. You guys have shown what true love really is. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much for the support, the help, and just being there for me in the worst of times. And I also have to give a massive shout out to my really close friend that I've known for over almost 20 years now, Brad. If you guys have listened to the LA podcast, trilogy. Brad and I went down to LA to our friend's wedding at Eddie Murphy's place, and Brad has been an absolute incredible friend, helping me out, giving me guidance, good and bad. But I just gotta say, man, I've got the best fucking friends in the world. I really do, and I hope you guys do too. Just make sure that you know you let your friends know how much you value them and how much they mean to you, like all the time. Because the older you get, you just don't know when, you know, something's going to happen. And just let everybody that is near and dear to your heart know how much they mean to you. And, yeah, you guys have been absolutely incredible to me. And I don't know what I'd do without you. So until next time, folks, thank you all so much for tuning in to this episode, brand new episode of Life with Johnny No Cash. Let me know if you guys want me to change the theme song. I can definitely write something up. But at the same time, I haven't really settled in, so I don't know what I'm going to talk about other than cooking hot dogs and chopping wood. But that's pretty much what I'm going to be doing for the next little while. So thank you all so much once again. You guys rule. And don't forget, stay dusty, eat beans, drink beer. We'll see you around.
I'm living in a van, playing outlaw tunes. Life with Johnny No Cash. Smoking them smokes and drinking that booze. Life with Johnny No Cash. Where I go, how the fuck don't know. I'm off the grid on dusty roads. There ain't no better way of eating beans.